Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host for this podcast. And today we're talking about the Major Arcana. Now, what I want to talk to you about is more about your intuitive understanding behind it and what it means to us. So when I'm doing personal coaching, when I'm doing some coaching for clients, I will bring up the intuitive instincts aspect for them. Now, it's in relation to the Major Arcana, and basically it's a little bit of a mixture of everything because it brings in the numerology first to start with. So we get the numbers, we get the birth number, and then we look at what that means in the Major Arcana. Then we also look at the year, so the year to date too. So we bring in all of those elements and we look at what your intuitive instincts are generally as your birthright and the your intuitive instincts as this year or the year. So I was going through those today and I thought you just might be interested. So you could, anyone can do this. It's really, really quite easy. So as you will be aware, there's 21 cards in the Major Arcana. And one of the aspects is you don't use zero because you won't get zero on the card. So you will not be using the fool, which is zero, and that is meant to be you. So you're not actually using that card because you can't add up and get zero. That just doesn't work. So it has to be a number. Now, just like numerology, you'd bring all your numbers together and then you break them right down until with numerology you get a single number, unless you're looking at things like 11s or 12s and they represent something different, or 22 represent something different in numerology. But for this one, we actually go to 21. So we obviously don't worry about zero, but we go to 21 because 21 is the Major Arcana. So do what you normally do if you're doing numerology. So with mine, my birth date is 17th of 2nd, 1961. Yes, I'm that old. And so you add 1 and 7 is 17, so that's 8. The second month, so that's 2, so 8 and 2 is 10, and 1961. So 1 and 9 is 10, and 60 and 6 is 16, and 1 is 17. So 10 and 17 is 27. 27 is over 21, so we break it down again. 2 plus 7 is 9. So my birth number is the number 9. Then what we do is we look it up in the Major Arcana. What does number 9 mean? Now, number 9 is the Hermit. So when I'm doing this, I'll just bring it forward so I'm not looking away from you. So when I do this one, I will look at the Hermit. And now this is my intuitive nature. This is how I get an understanding of intuition, where it's coming from. Not so much where it's coming from because I know where it's coming from, but get a better understanding of how I deal with it and how I look at it or get the understanding of it. So the Hermit in this one, in my printout that I've got, the laws of the universe say that if we planned and acted correctly, all that is left to do is let go of the will to get specific results and simply wait patiently. So what it's saying is if you plan correctly, all you need to do is wait. And if you wait knowing that we acted correctly, the results will come. So this is what the Hermit's saying to me. So when I think about that and look at, reflect it back into my intuition, it's all about me getting an understanding that if I plan correctly, if I ask correctly, all I need to do is sit back and wait and the results will happen. So this is sort of how I see it. The Hermit represents our need for patience. I need to be patient. If we planned and executed in the best way, then there is nothing more to do but wait and let go of our wish for a quick and specific result. Patience and time will bring us the desired results. All we need to do is simply wait. And of course, how many times have they just said wait? And my patience doesn't always work with that. But that is what my major arcana and my birth date, numerology, that all come in together, that's what it's saying. It gives us a little bit more of an understanding of how we can link all these things up and how our intuition and how our birth and how everything comes together for a set reason. If the spirit's coming into the physical body, it's coming in when it needs to come in because it knows that that body is going, that little baby is going to be born at a particular time in a particular way. It's just the laws and the universe and things like that all coming together. It just makes it incredible to see it happen. So again, I'll run through how you do it. So you actually have your birth date. So if your birth date was, hang on, let me write another one down because I won't remember otherwise. If the birth date was, say, the 18th of the 7th, 2001. All right, 18th of the 7th, 2001. So 1 plus 8 is 9, plus 7 is 16 in 2001. 7, 8, 9 is the 2, and 1 is 10. So that person would be the Wheel of Fortune, number 10. And that's what you would read. You don't need to break it down anymore. With mine, it went to 27, so I had to break it down again, down to 2 plus 7, and that equals 9. So anything under 21 and under, we just take it straight to the Major Arcana. Anything over that, we break it back down again and we have another look. So this is all about your intuitive instincts. This is how you do it instinctively. I do physically not good with patience, but intuitively I am. Intuitively I know that when I ask, something is going to come forward. When I ask for it, I become open to receive it and I know it will come forward. Now, I'm not asking for anything in particular, and I guess that's where the other thing comes from. I don't always go right down to the nitty-gritty when I'm asking. I don't necessarily put in the SMART goals. I probably put in more of an emotional goal. So can you help me with this? You know, what's going on? What do I need to know? I'm probably a little bit more open-ended at it. So when this information does come in, I might not get it all. I might not get the whole understanding. But with patience and time, I just need to wait and it will come through. And I have to be honest with the business, with things I do. When I look back, I can see that it might have not come as quick as I wanted it to come, but it does come. It does happen. The last bit of the Hermit says, if it becomes clear that our planning or action were not correct, then we need to understand that the answers we seek lies deep inside. We do not need help or advice, but simply have to find the time to be alone so we can neutralize others' bad influence, an influence that can lead us in the wrong direction. When we cleanse ourselves, we can know for certain what is right for us. Only then can we go back and do the right thing. Now, that section there for all my life, I have asked about guidance. I have asked about an understanding, you know, getting some influence, getting some knowledge. But what I found I got the most knowledge from was when I could read a book or get some information and find out the answers in there within that book that were suitable for me. I have spoken to you before. Part of my spiritual journey was I would go to the library and I would get 10 books out at a time, and I never got reading, you know, fiction books. I always got facts. So I always got self-development type books, spiritual books, financial books, how to help myself financially. All of those, I always got those types of books, and I would take out what I needed from it and let go of the rest. And I still do that today. I might read a blog, or, you know, grab some information from different places, and I take on board what I need or what sits right with me. And I hope you do the same with this podcast. I hope you take on board what you need and let go of the rest. If it doesn't mean anything, just let it go. It's not relevant for you. And when I do start to get a little bit confused, I do go within. I do become that hermit. When things start to really get me down, I just close up. I just need to close up and spend that time on my own. So I really wonder what your major arcana is in your life area, what it would look like, what it means. And it would give us a little bit more understanding of how you intuitively do things. If I need answers, I will go quiet. I will go backwards and look at it. And I've spoken to you before about how I test theories. If I've read books to get an understanding, and I test those theories to see if they suit me. Even when I wrote my book, Intuitive Flowers, which is empowering your emotional goals, I needed to test it, and I did. I tested it. You'll see the test at the back of the book. You'll see it when you do the online courses. I tested myself to make sure what you got out of it was relevant, was correct, was true to me. And these are the sort of things that I need to get an understanding of. And I've done that all my life. And I start to go, oh, okay, that's why I do that. Having a look at this major arcana really made me get more understanding of who I am and what I am and why I do what I do. And because I put it down as my intuitive instincts, it made even more sense. It made more sense as to how I work and why I work the way I do. Now, what I did with that was great, and there's lots of areas. I've got a whole lot of writing there about the hermit and what it means. But I wanted to do a little bit more. So that's fine as a go-to. That's obviously my go-to. My go-to is the hermit. I go into that space. If there's things happening, if there's a situation going on, I come into my own little circle. Why do I love doing the podcast? Because I'm not getting other people's influences while I'm trying to talk. So it's allowing my intuition to come through. All that stuff that I hold inside in my little cave, I'm allowed to let out. I can speak about it. I can talk about it. If you choose not to listen, hey, it doesn't really worry me. That's your choice. But the reality is I'm allowed to do what I can do and want to do here. I'm happy to go with some suggestions if you've got any. But, yeah, that's what I do. And that makes sense. The hermit makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? What does your major arcana say, your birth intuitive instincts say? I did one. This was one of my clients. I won't mention names, obviously, because that's a privacy thing. But hers was strength. Her first one was strength. And you probably got that back to front, or is it coming through the right way? Sorry. Her one was strength at the top here. Makes me go all dark when I do that, doesn't it? I go all dark. And that's her birth instinct. So that's courage, that persuasion, influence, and compassion. That's all about her and what she's going through. Now, we went through that and she sort of went, oh, yeah, got an understanding of it. But like me, it's like, okay, that's who I am and that's what I'm doing. But what does that mean for me now? What does that look like for me now? And, yes, that's my go-to. That's what I will do. But does it mix it up? I mean, we've just gone through a stage of with the coronavirus, where there's so many lockdowns, there's so much stuff happening. People, their whole lives have changed and they're all, it's very, very different to what they're used to. So what does it mean, your intuition mean to you now? And I thought about it for a little while and then I went, okay, let's do a yearly thing, because I didn't want to do a day. I wanted to do a yearly thing. So I did her year, and her year was death. Now, death is all about endings, change, and transformation. This poor lady is going through so much at the moment. She has been nursing her mum, and her mum got to the stage where she had to put her in a nursing home. this poor lady is going through so much guilt and grief and loss that she just is beside herself. Now, this lady's gone from running her own business, being really switched on up there, you know, real go-to in her industry, gave that all away and started caring for her mum. Now, when she cared for her mum, because her mum was going through obviously dementia or dementia or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but or whether it's Alzheimer's or dementia. But going through all of that sort of aspect, what it did was actually it isolated her in her own home. So it wasn't even her own home, it was her mum's home. So it isolated her in her own home. She basically lost, not that she lost all her friends, but you just lose contact with all your friends. Your friends go a different way, and she was very, very much isolated, and she was in this sort of a situation for 6 years. So she's only just starting to come out now, and she's reached out for me, and I'm doing some coaching with her, intuitive coaching with her. So when she saw the death card, straight away she thought, obviously thought you're worse, like most of us do. And I said, just hang on a minute. It doesn't mean anybody's passing. It does not mean that. What it means is huge changes and transformation in your life. Now, death obviously as a physical aspect is one of the major changes in your life. But as a spiritual aspect, it's still a major change, but not of a physical nature. It can be, but it's not usually. It's usually the endings and the change and the transformation. And I said, one of the things that she said to me is, I just want my old life back. And I said, well, you'll never get your old life back. And you don't want your old life. You've grown past your old life. It's a new life that you're looking at now. So we've gone through all this, and just getting the understanding of the card and what this meant to her and what that means to her life this year has had a huge impact on her, because she's been able to let things go a little bit easier than what she could have or what was doing prior to her knowledge of this for the year. So I said to her that there is going to be huge transformations for you, absolutely huge, but it's nothing you can't handle. You can handle this. This is what you're ready for. You need to let go of that, what the past was, you need to let go of in order to be able to move forward to the next year or your next journey in life, your next step. You need to be able to let go of it. So that gave a really clear idea of what her intuitive instincts need to be this year. She needs to make sure that she lets go. So when she's getting this information coming through, she can get a better understanding of what she needs to hold on to, what's it about. And all of hers is about letting go of the old, bringing in the new. All of hers is all about that. So all that information she's getting will be all about that. Now, for me, mine isn't much different. I will just bring it up. For me, my 2021 is the devil. So I'm just going to read it through. Now, the devil, the laws of the universe state that where there is no light, darkness governs. Without truth, we will let lies and neglect. We will get lies and neglect. We will surrender our to urges, get carried away, and lose control. This is a warning sign. In order to succeed, we need to follow our inner truth. What I see with this one is me stepping forward in my aspect of the art of intuition, which is just all changed. It was intuitive nature. It's just all changed. This is what I see, that I was getting too complacent in where I was. I wasn't putting myself out there. I was being a hermit, hiding, and this is all about showing up and being you. The next aspect is when the devil shows up, it serves as a clear warning sign. It usually indicates that we live a lie and act out for the wrong reasons. We get addicted, surrender to urges, instincts, and passions, and let these rule us and control the issues at hand. As a result, we start to lose control of our actions and our lives. Our environment is not supportive and can even be destructive, causing the situation to further deteriorate. So for 2021, I've been giving the warning, all right? It is all about watching my urges. It's all about not just going off on a tangent. It is being true to me, true to who I am, true to what's in my heart, and allowing that to come through. The next section is the devil deals with neglect and shows that we have neglected the issue at hand and whatever is most important to us in our lives. And intuitive nature, the art of intuition, was so important to me, but I had put it on the back burner. I was still doing my weekly podcast, but everything else went on the back burner. And it wasn't until I stepped up and went, no, this is it. I'm going to invest in myself. And I put some money down for me, and we did the big brand changing and everything else, that I realized how important it was and how much I had neglected it. So I'm staying with this. This is 2021, and I see the devil as such a positive sign because it's making me aware of how easy it is to lose control, how easy it is to just go, you know what, it's too hard, I can't be bothered, and how easy it is when those hard lessons come in our face, when they're in our face and we're trying to deal with them, how easy it is to try and walk away, to hide, whereas the devil is saying to me, nope, I've got to stop this cycle of whatever it is that's happening, and I need to face the music and deal with it. So that's what I see as my year this year. And every time the yucky bits come in, and they come in already, I can assure you. But every time they do, intuitively I know I look at it as almost a test. The devil's testing me. What is it that I need to do? How is it I can get through it? And most of the time I go back into my little hermit. I sort of go, oh, just give me a bit of time to work this out. And that's what I've always needed time to work things out. I've never been one to sort of go, you know, just do it this way. I need to have that time to get that understanding within, and then I can take it forward and do something with it. If I take it in and don't do something with it, that's when I'm going on the wrong way. I've got to take it in and then do something with it, and use that to the best of my advantage. So, yeah, I just wanted to – oh, and I didn't tell you how to do that. Let me show you how you do that. Okay. So we had the date before of the 18th of the 7th, 2001. What you need to do if you want to get yours is you get your birth date, day, your month, and then the year it is. So my birth date, 17/2/61, 1961, yeah, that old. What I have to do is the 17/2/2021. Yes, I turned 60 this year. Okay, thanks for reminding me. So that's what we need to do. So you go back there and you do exactly the same thing. So you've got 2021 instead of your birth year, and you find out what that is, that year is, how it works out. Mine went down to 15, and then I split it up and went 5 and 1, and then realised, no, 15's under 21. So that was the number, 15. And, of course, these run in cycles. So this year was 15, next year's going to be 15, next year's going to be 16, and they will run in cycles. You will run with the arcana. And the arcana, the major arcana, the way it's designed, you start with the Fool as zero. The way it's designed, it's like the Fool is going through a journey of learning. And this is what you're going to be doing. You're going through the journey of learning. But it does cycle. It does cycle through. You don't just go from 1 to 21. You'll go a certain amount, and then it will recycle, and then you'll go a certain amount again, then it will recycle, and then it'll go a certain amount. It's just how the numbers work out, how they play out. So yeah, it's really quite interesting. So Yeah, contact me. Let me know how you go. I'd love to hear it. So it's just like numerology, except you bring the numbers down to 21 or under, and you do that for your birth year, and then you can do that for your year, this year. So your birth date, your birth month, and this year. And look, well, you can break it right down even further if you want to. But you know, I think that's enough. That's gives me an understanding of where I'm at and what I'm doing. And hey, even if it's wrong, who cares? It's my learning for now. There you go. But it's really interesting. It's a great way to use the tarot card. If you don't want to do tarot cards, you don't even have to have a deck. You can look it up on the internet and find out what numbers you are. Again, you don't use zero, but 1 to 21 is what you can use. And we can go right through those. So yeah, it'll be interesting. Actually, when you think of it, 2021, that's already 5. So it's got to be everything above 5. Even if you were born on the 1st of the 1st, that would be 7 then. Everything's going to be above 5 or 7 at least, because that would be the lowest number that you can get at the moment. So that means everything cycling has nothing to do with the magician, the high priestess, unless you go really further and then come back. Yeah, it still could. Yeah, sorry. Take that all back. It still could go further. But anyway, you get the understanding of it. It's where we're all cycling at the moment, and we're all going to be in it. A lot of them are going to be in those higher numbers, and we're all cycling through those at the moment. And it makes sense. Like when you think about what COVID's going through, you know, you're going to have a lot of people in that death, the hangman, temperance, the devil. You're going to have it, and it's all these areas of learning and all these areas of perceived negativity that we have that, and that's what we're going through at the moment in this time and age. So yeah, it's really interesting. But anyway, like or subscribe if you don't want to miss anything. I am on Intuitive Personal Development on Facebook if you want to connect. I'd love to hear what yours was and what you got out of it, because it's really quite surprising when you start to go into it, how much you get out of it, how much you learn about me. I knew I was always introverted in an aspect, but yeah, when I see it as the hermit, well, that makes a lot more sense to me. I really get that. And it's not a negative. It's just, that's just who I am. That's how I deal with it. That's the best way to go. And it just makes sense. So, yep, like, subscribe, jump onto Facebook, Intuitive Personal Development, or on theartofintuition.com.au. Send me an email, info@theartofintuition.com.au. And, yeah, have a great day. I will see you again next week. And we've got some lovely guests coming in soon to share their stories, which would be really nice, and the basic life flower reading online course is now up and available for you. Okay, all the very best. I will talk to you soon, and say bye for now. Oh, oops, hang on, I've got to press the right button, this one.